Krishna Pastaya Bhutale Shemati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namni Namaste Sarasati Devi Gauravani Pucharini Nirvishesha Shunyavadi.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 So we're reading Bhagavad Gita, chapter 18, text number 68. Vasindhu Panvan Yenimanti. Ya idam paramam kuyam ad bhakteshva vidashyati bhaktim mai param kritva mam evaishyati asamsaya.
Is it the chapter?
Is it 18? Shabha jang lu shabha jaya.
今天我们来学《薄伽梵歌》第十八章，气绝的完美境界六十八个时节。译文：对向奉献者解说，则至高无上秘密的人，其奉献服务获得了保证，最后他必回归于我。让我去。药酒是他爸爸提供。 通常薄伽梵歌被建议只在奉献者中间讨论，因为非奉献者既不能够理解 Krishna， 也不能够理解薄伽梵歌。那些不能够按照 Krishna 的本来面貌接受 Krishna， 以及按照薄伽梵歌的原意接受薄伽梵歌的人，不要妄自对薄伽梵歌做出解释，成为冒犯者。薄伽梵歌应向准备接受 Krishna 为至尊人格所生的人解说。 这只是奉献者的主题，而不是供哲学思辨家们思辨的题目。任何忠实的按契原意呈现薄伽梵歌的人，都将在奉献服务中进步，并到达纯粹奉献的生命境界。这种纯粹奉献的结果是，奉献者必重返家园，回归守神。
Yaidam paramam guyam madbhakteshva vidashyati bhaktim mai param kritva mam vaishyati asamshaya.
译文：对向奉献者解说这至高无上秘密的人，其奉献服务获得了保证，最后他必回归于我。
Om Agyana Tamarandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chaksurun Militanyena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Vancha Kaupa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhayevacha Pahitanam Pavane Bhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadada Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. The 18th chapter of Bhagavad Gita is a summary of the contents of the whole Bhagavad Gita.
薄伽梵歌第十八章呢，是整个薄伽梵歌的一个总述。
Lord Krishna has explained, first of all, the knowledge of Karma Yoga. In the first part of the 18th chapter,
在第十八章的第一部分呢， Krishna 解说了业报瑜伽。
And then he went on to explain about Jnana Yoga, which is the subject matter of the last part of the Bhagavad Gita.
然后呢，他在接下来呢，在十八章解说了思辨瑜伽的总述。
But the main part of Bhagavad Gita is devotional service.
但是博迦梵歌的最主要所讨论的是奉献服务。
And Lord Krishna has been describing this pure devotional service for the last 10-12 verses.
在最后的十二个章节当中呢， Krishna 讲述了纯粹奉献服务是什么。
He explained first of all that one should surrender to the super soul in the heart of every living entity.
首先他说每一个生命体呢都应该向居住于我们心中的超灵归依。
But then he said that everyone should give up all kinds of material religion and simply surrender to him, to Lord Krishna.
Krishna 说应该放弃一切宗教只是向我归依。
And this is described as the most confidential knowledge.
这被称为是最机密的知识。
It was explained that there is confidential knowledge, more confidential knowledge, and most confidential knowledge.
这本书籍当中解说了机密的知识、更机密的知识和最为机密的知识。
Confidential knowledge means knowledge of the difference between the body and the soul, knowledge that we're all Brahman.
机密的知识呢，讨论的是身体和灵魂的区别。
That we're all Brahman.
我们都是凡。
And then the knowledge, more confidential knowledge is knowledge of the super soul in the heart of every living entity.
更精密的知识呢，是居于每个心中的每个生物体心中的超灵。
And how the super soul pervades everything.
他讲述了超灵如何给我们提供了我们生命需要的一切。
But the most confidential knowledge was that we should surrender ourselves to Krishna, the personality of Godhead.
最精密的知识呢，谈论的是每一个灵魂都应该皈依，完全皈依于至尊性格神首。
And if you surrender to Krishna.Krishna promises he will protect you.
Krishna 说如果你皈依我的话我会保护你。
And take you back to Godhead.
我会把你带回神首。
However, this knowledge, this is the most confidential knowledge.
不管怎么样这个就是最为机密的知识。
And Krishna makes distinctions about who should get this knowledge.
然后 Krishna 在这里面说了谁能够得到这样的知识呢？
He says, we should not give this knowledge to those people who are not austere.
我们应该不应该把这本知识给予那些不苦行的人
or who are not devoted
那不应该给予那些不是奉献的人
or who don't engage in devotional service
不能够将这门知识给予那些不从事奉献服务的人
and we shouldn't even give it to people who are envious of Krishna
甚至我们不应该把这门知识给予那些嫉妒 Krishna 的人
well, So Krishna made some clear he had a clear standard about who should get this knowledge
Krishna 这里面非常清晰地告诉我们谁能够得到这个知识。
Of course, in preaching Krishna consciousness, we give this knowledge of Krishna consciousness to everyone.
但是我们想要传播 Krishna 知觉呢，我们试图把 Krishna 知觉给予每一个人。
But we don't give the most confidential knowledge to everyone.
但是对于这个书籍当中所提供的最机密的知识，我们不会提供给任何一个人的。
We have to explain the basic.Points first before we explain the advanced.
当我们跟别人去讲的时候呢，我们应该给他们讲这书籍里面最基本的，然后才是讲更深的知识的。
Just like if you take some child out of the primary school and you put them in a university course, then they will not understand.
既然说如果我们有小孩子的话，我们必须把它放到小学。不能够直接把它放到大学，他理解不了的。
The same way, if a person is not educated in the basic knowledge of devotional service, then they will not be able to understand the highest, most confidential knowledge.
所以，如果一个人不能够了解奉献服务的最基本的起始阶段的话，他没有办法了解最机密的知识。
But here in this verse, Lord Krishna is giving a special benediction.For devotees who teach this most confidential knowledge.
但是 Krishna 在这里面给予那些需教导这门知识的奉献者非常特殊的祝福。
Of course, Krishna says if we teach this knowledge to the devotees, then we get pure devotional service.
Krishna 说，如果我们能够将这门知识，去在奉献者当中传扬的话，我们就会得到纯粹的奉献服务。
And pure devotional service will take us back to Godhead.
纯粹的奉献服务可以把我们带回神首。
So Krishna says, pure devotional service is guaranteed if we preach this knowledge.
如果我们去传输这个知识的话，我们就会被保证得到纯粹的奉献服务。
But this knowledge is very confidential.
但这个知识是非常机密的。
It's supposed to be given only to the devotees.
这样知识呢？这样的知识只是给予奉献者的。
And to explain this knowledge, we will also have to be a devotee ourselves.
为了去教导这门知识的话，我们自己必须去把自己能够变得分爱。
It's not for everyone.
我们不能够向任何人讲述这个最机密的知识。
If somebody does not accept Krishna, then they will never understand the most confidential knowledge.
如果一个人他不能够接受 Krishna 的话，他永远不会理解这个最机密的知识的。
And some people write their own Bhagavad Gitas and comment, make their own interpretations of the Bhagavad Gita.
有的人他们会写薄伽梵歌的评注，是按照自己的理解。
Just like this Bhagavad Gita.Is titled Bhagavad Gita as it is.
但是我们这本书的题目呢，被称为是《薄伽梵歌原意》。
But other people they present the Bhagavad Gita as they think it is.
但是别人呢，他们去就说薄伽梵歌是按照他们自己的理解来写的。
Or as they would like it to be.
或者说我应该是怎么样的，然后去写。
They will have their own ideas about how the Bhagavad what is the meaning behind the Bhagavad Gita.
这些写作薄伽梵歌的人，他们只是按照自己的想法去描述薄伽梵歌的。
They have nothing to do with the disciplic succession.
他们对规范的奉献原则没有任何的概念。
No, they don't take the knowledge from the disciplic succession.
他们不接受这门知，他们不从十徒传系接受这门知识。
The knowledge of Bhagavad Gita is delivered through the disciplic succession.
薄伽梵歌这门知识呢，是通过十徒传系传下来的。
Here you can see the picture of the disciplic succession.
我们可以在这个神坛上可以看到十徒传系的每代的这个灵性导师。
We see the six Goswamis of Vrindavan.
我们可以看到文达文的六位 Goswami.
And they pass this knowledge on down. It was received by Bhaktivinoda Thakur.
我们可以看到他们将这门知识传递给了 Bhaktivinoda Thakur.
And Bhaktivinoda Thakur passed this knowledge on. It went to his son Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati.
然后 Bhaktivinoda Thakur 呢，将这门知识传给了他的儿子 Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati.
And Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati was the spiritual master of Bhaktivedanta Swami.
然后呢 ，Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati 又将这门知识呢传递给了他的门徒施拉跑波帕。
So this way, the knowledge was passed from one devotee to another.
学这门知识就是以这样的方式，从一个奉献者到另外一个奉献者传扬下来的。
We have to give this knowledge with we keep this knowledge with the devotees because they will take care of it. They will appreciate it.
所以我们必须将这门知识呢放于奉献者之间去阅读的，因为奉献者他们会去欣赏，会去保护这门知识。
How do we become a devotee?
我们怎么成为奉献者的
？It's not by our karma.
不能够成为奉献者呢，不是因为我们的业报成为奉献者的。
Karma does not bring us to devotional service.
我们自己的业报呢，不能够将我们带到奉献服务当中的。
And you don't become a devotee by pious activities either.
我们也不能够通过我们的虔诚活动，能够主动成为奉献者的。
You think, no, I'm very pious. I'm a good person, so I found out about Krishna consciousness.
我们不能说哦，我是一个虔诚的人，我是一个好人，所以我找到了 Krishna 知觉的。
But that's not the qualification.
这并不是得到奉献服务的资格的。
And even you may say, "Well, I'm austere." You say, "I'm austere, so I'm qualified to receive."
有的人说，哦，我做苦行，因为我得到了我做苦行，所以我得到了这门知识的。
But in the last verse, it said this knowledge should not be given to people unless they are austere. This knowledge, it said, people should be austere to receive this knowledge.
当然，在这里面也说。一个人要想得到这门知识的话，得承受一些苦行的。
Are you austere?
你在承受苦行吗？
你很苦行吗？你的上号很苦行吗？谁说 ？Prabhu， 你的上号怎么样？很苦行啊？
你觉得你苦行吗？
觉得啊。
Not enough.
but just to be austere, That's not the qualification to become Krishna conscious.
只是让自己能够变得苦行，并不是成为 Krishna 知觉的资格的。
What is the qualification to become Krishna conscious?
要想变得具有 Krishna 知觉的资格是什么呢？
You have to contact a devotee.
你必须跟一个奉献者接触。
Yeah. If you want to get back, do you want to get bhakti?
你们想得到分爱吗？
啊，想要，要，你要吗？
要。
你要分爱吗？
你要分爱吗？
You have to get it from somebody who's got it.
要想的话，必须得从有分爱的人那里去得到它。
Yeah, if somebody just like if somebody has got a disease, you know, someone's got some. Even if you have a cold, you know, and you contact them, you know, they can give you the cold.
如果一个人生病感冒了，我们离他近一点，我们就可以传染上感冒。
You know, many children they go to the school, and one child gets sick.Then all the other children in the class they all get sick.
我们可以看到说，如果一个小孩子上学嘛，如果一个班级里面一个小孩子生病了，整个小孩子们都生病了。
是这样吗？
是
的。Yeah. In the same way, if one person becomes a devotee, they can give devotion to Krishna to others also.
所以呢，如果一个人具有分爱的话，他就可以把这门分爱，把这个分爱传给其他的人了。
Do you want to get? You want to get? 你们想得到分爱吗？
你们想得到分爱吗？
说呀，说话。
You have to contact Chang. See that man over there? That man, he's good. He can give you. This man, Chang.
你们可以借鉴这个人，就可以得到分爱了。
And this man on here, on that, this man, he can also give it. This one sitting on the altar.
坐在这个神坛中间的，他也可以给我们分爱的。
That's why his lotus feet are here.
这是为什么说他的莲花足在这里摆放着。
From his lotus feet, we can get devotion for Krishna.
我们可以借着释迦爸爸的莲花足，可以得到分爱的，可是对 Krishna 的分爱。
So, to become devotee of Krishna.You have to get the mercy from the devotee.
我们要想得到 Krishna 的话，必须得得到 Krishna 的奉献者的仁慈的。
From the mercy of the devotee, then we can get the mercy of Krishna.
只有得到了奉献者的仁慈，我们才能够得到 Krishna 的仁慈的。
We sing one song every morning. Every morning we sing a song.
每天早上呢，我们都会唱一首歌。
8 verses glorifying the spiritual master.
就是我们到巴颂灵师来荣耀灵性导师的。
Maybe one day you will learn this song.
可能你们会有一天会学习这首歌的。
The last verse, the 8th verse says, Yashya prasada bhagavad prasado, Yashya prasada bhagavad kutopi.Dayam stuvam tasya yasya shri santyam Bande guru shri charanara vindam 好听吗？
好听。
So the meaning is by the mercy of the spiritual master you get the mercy of Krishna.
这个第八段的八颂灵师第八段指的是我们如果得到了灵性导师的仁慈的话我们就可以得到 Krishna 的仁慈。
So this is the point that if we get the mercy of Krishna, then if we get the mercy of the devotee, then we can come to Krishna.
如果我们得到了奉献者的仁慈的话，我们可以接近 Krishna.
But on our own, it will be very difficult to ever become devotee and to know Krishna.
但是如果借着自个儿的力量的话，我们是很难成为 Krishna 的奉献者的。
The mercy of Krishna is very important.
所以 Krishna 的仁慈是非常重要的。
So the devotee of Krishna is very one who is a devotee of Krishna is very dear to Krishna.
Krishna 的奉献者呢，对 Krishna 是非常亲切的。
But there are some devotees who preach and some devotees don't preach.
有的奉献者呢去传教，有的奉献者不去传教。
The ones who will preach, they are more dear to Krishna.
对那些传教的奉献者来说，对 Krishna 更为亲切。
Krishna explains in the next verse.
Krishna 在下一个世界说。
In 69, he said, "There is no servant in this world more dear to me than he, nor will there ever be one more dear."
说在第六个69个世界说， 在这个世界上没有一个这样的仆人比他跟我更为亲切，将来也不会有这样的人了。
Devotees are all dear to Krishna.
奉献者呢，都奉献者对 Krishna 都是非常亲切的。
But one who gives this knowledge to others is more dear to Krishna.
但是将这门知识给予别的人的人是对 Krishna 更为亲切的。
So Krishna, this means Krishna understands this work must be quite difficult.
因为 Krishna 理解能传扬这门知识是很困难的。
And Krishna appreciates the person who will take the trouble to try to do this work.
所以 Krishna 很欣赏这么一个能够愿意来承受这样困境的人去传扬这门知识。
And that's why he's very dear.
这就是为什么说这样的一个奉献者对 Krishna 是非常亲切的。
There were two devotees who were living in Jagannath Puri. They were both followers of Lord Chaitanya.
在加拿大普瑞呢，有两个彩达娘马帕布的追随者。
And one was named Sanatana Goswami, and one was named Haridas Thakur.
有一个呢是叫做 Sanatana Goswami， 另外一个叫做 Haridas Thakur。
Sanatana Goswami said one day to Haridas Thakur.
有一天 ，Sanatana Goswami 对 Haridas Thakur 说
，He said。There are many devotees, who do not preach, but they behave properly.
他说有很多奉献者呢，他们不去传教，但他们的行为举止是很合适的。
And there are devotees who preach, but don't behave properly.
有的奉献者去传教，但他们的行为举止却不合乎规则。
You understand? There's some devotees they preach.But they don't behave properly, and there's some devotees behave properly but don't preach.
也就是说，有的奉献者呢，他们去传教，但是他们的说法跟他们的言行是不一致的。有的奉献者虽然他不去传教，但他们的行为是按照这个规则来的。
So which is best?
所以你们觉得哪个更好呢？哪个更好？
能做到的更好。
行为能够做到，不会规划的就可以。
对。Yeah.
What?
For a person, they follow the something behavior very nicely、
mm-hmm.
without
preaching. Yeah. Well, but still, it's not ideal.
但是这不是完美的，对不对？应该不去传教，但他行为规则很好。
Both are not really doing what they're supposed to do.
就这两种人呢，他们都不能，他们都没有按照应该去做的事情去做的。
Yeah, one is behaving nicely, but he's not preaching. He's only thinking about himself.
一种人呢，他们不去传教，他们就行为举止能够符合这个规范原则的，但是他们只想着自己，没有去传教的。
He's not helping other people.
他没有帮助别人成为奉献者。
Yeah.And the other person, he's trying to preach, but he doesn't behave properly.
另外一种人呢，他试图去传教，但是他的言行举止呢，不是那么太好的。
So Sanatana Goswami said to Haridas Thakur, he said, "You are the best because you not only behave properly, but you also teach."
So Sanatana Goswami 就这么评述 Haridas Thakur 说你呢是最好的，因为你去传教，同时呢。你的言行举止也符合 Vaishnava 的要求。
So Sanatana Goswami appreciated Haridas Thakur.
所以 Sanatana Goswami 很欣赏 Haridas Thakur.
That he is not only behaving properly, nicely chanting, but he is also preaching.
Haridas Thakur 他就说 ，Haridas Thakur 呢，你不仅很好的去念诵，很好的去做你这些应该做的事情，同时呢，你也在努力的去传教。
Whatever you know and understand about Krishna should try to tell other people.
所以呢，我们应该只要我们能够，哪怕对 Krishna 理解到多少程度呢，我们都应该试图去跟别人去讲的。
And that will help you to get more realization and understanding.
如果我们能够试图努力的将 Krishna 跟别人分享的话，我们就会得到越来越多的觉悟和理解力。
Yeah. And if you don't teach this knowledge to others.
如果你们不向别人来传输这门知识的话，
then gradually you will forget.
慢慢的你就会忘了。
Just the example is given that when you keep water in a clay pot,
严舍给一个例子，我们将水放在一个干净的储存器里面。
No, a clay pot. A clay means that it's made from earth. It's a special type of earthen clay pot.
如果我们将水呢放在一个由泥土烧制做成的一个罐子里面。
In India, I remember when I first went to India about 30 years or more ago. I went to India, and at that time there was no plastic things in India. Everything was.Was made in the countryside, very simple.
故事说，三十多年前，他第一次去到印度以后呢，那个地方那时候没有任何的那些塑料制品的，他们所有那些做的东西全都是来自于这个乡村城镇的原始的东西做出来的。
Yeah, you wouldn't get a thing like a paper cup.
你也
没有办法做买到这样的东西。
对，就是买不到这些人工做成的东西的。
They would take some leaves from the tree.And they would fold the leaves, and you could put water in the leaf.
然后他们就会把那个树叶从树上摘下来，然后呢，把水放到这个树叶上面。
And for paper plates, you also use leaf plates.
他们去吃饭呢，也会用这个树叶的。
Especially banana leaf is very good.
特别是那个香蕉叶，是最好的，可以盛饭用的。
So, for storing water.They would make people in the village would make big pots out of earth from the clay.
然后他们为了储存水呢，他们就会把那些泥土烧制成一个大的一个容器罐来储水的。
And even for cooking, they would cook in clay pots.
然后呢，甚至他们煮饭，他们也会拿这个原始的材料去做一个那个煮饭的一个锅。
Even today, if you go to there's one place in India, Jagannath Puri, a big temple.Where this deity of Jagannath, very big deity, is kept. And there, they cook in clay pots every day.
甚至现在，如果我们能够去到印度，有一个叫做加纳的普尔的地方，就是有很高的加纳的崇拜的地方，他们依然用那个土烧制成的这样的一个锅，在火上去烤，然后做饭的。
Yeah, and every day they'll just cook once in the clay pot. After they cook, they'll throw the pot out, or the pot goes, they get another pot.
然后呢，就是这种锅呢是一次性用的，用完了就扔掉了，然后再重新做一个，然后再去烧饭的。
You know, look how we use everything plastic plates, plastic cups. We wash them and use them again and again.
我们可以看到我们的生活当中，我们用那些塑料的东西啊，我们用那东西吃完了，然后再洗了，然后再用，洗了再用，一次一次的再用。
But in India, they will just take some leaves from the tree. They can use the leaves.
但在印度呢，他们只是从树上去取下叶子，然后去用这些叶子的。
Very simple, natural.
非常简朴和自然的。
Banana leaf is especially good, very healthy.
而这个香蕉叶呢是特殊的，而且是很有健康价值的。
When you eat the food from the top of the banana leaf, there's a special coating, a special surface on the banana leaf. When you eat with the food, that is very good for health.
然后，因为这个香蕉叶本身呢，它会有一些对这个身体健康有好处的。因为在印度是拿手吃饭嘛，所以当我们在这个香蕉叶上去拿食物的时候，本身这个手就会触碰到里面的一些物质，吃到肚子里面就会对身体有健康的。
Also, lotus leaf is also good to eat from. Lotus leaf, 莲花叶。
啊，莲花叶，莲花叶也是适用于这个吃饭用的叶子的。
So, if you keep water in a clay pot, in India, in the summer, it will get very hot. They will keep water and they will keep it in a clay pot, but the water is kept cool. They didn't have refrigerators at those times. They just kept the water in a clay pot.But the effect of the clay pot was it keep all the water always cool, even though it would be very hot. The water in the pot would be cool.
所以在印度呢，他们会把那个水储存在这个泥土所烧制的罐子里面。就算是夏天特别特别热的天气，储存在罐子里面的水呢，都是很清凉的，所以他们不需要冰箱。
But the water evaporates out of the pot.The water evaporates. It means it becomes less and less, and the water comes out.
但是呢，这因为它是这个泥土做的嘛，说这个水呢会渗出去的，说这个水就会慢慢减少的。
In the same way, if you keep the knowledge of Krishna in your to yourself, and you don't give it to others, then it will also evaporate.
所以同样的方式呢，如果我们将这门知识只是放到自个儿的心里面的话，那么这门知识就跟那个处在那个泥罐里面的水一样，也会慢慢的减少的。
So very important, if, you know, whatever we know, we should tell it to others.
所以非常重要的是，我们知道什么，我们就要跟别人去讲的。
Lord Chaitanya asked Lord Nityananda and Haridas Thakur to go door to door.
慈丹娘玛帕布向你主林念丹巴布和哈尔达斯塔库尔说，你们去阿加阿霍的去传门传扬这门知识。
And ask everyone to chant the holy name of Krishna.
你们让每一个人都去唱诵哈利克什纳。
Go and tell everyone to read the books of Krishna.
去告诉每一个人，让他们去阅读 Krishna 的书籍。
And tell them to worship Krishna.
告诉他们去崇拜 Krishna.
Lord Chaitanya asked not only Nityananda and Haridas, he asked all of us.
查丹娘玛帕布不仅仅只是让哈尔达斯塔库尔和祖尼丹娜的帕布去传扬这个知识的，他让我们每一个人都去这么去做。
When he was in Kurmakshetra, one holy place in India, he went to visit one temple in India called Kurmakshetra to see the deity there.
然后呢，在Kurmakshetra这个地方呢，他们会有一个庙，这庙里面有神像。
And while he was there visiting that place, he met a brahmana, and the brahmana brought him to his house.
然后在那里呢，查丹娘玛帕去的时候呢，就见到一个婆罗门，这婆罗门把查丹娘玛帕带到了他的家里面。
And the brahmana fed him and honored him, received him very nicely.
然后这个婆罗门呢，就很好的款待了查丹娘玛帕布，然后呢，很尊敬他，然后接受了，就是来给他提供服务。
And then When Lord Chaitanya was going to go, then the brahmana asked Lord Chaitanya, said, I want to come with you.
当查丹娘玛帕要离开的时候，这个婆罗门说，我想跟你在一起。
He said, material life is so miserable. I cannot tolerate the pain of this world.
他说，物质世界太痛苦了，我没办法忍受这物质世界的痛苦的。
Let me come with you.
让我跟你在一起吧。
But Lord Chaitanya was not happy. To hear this.
但是查丹娘听到这个呢，不高兴。
He said, "You are a family man. You have your home here, your family."
说你还是一个居士呢，你还有家庭呢。
You should not leave them abruptly like this.
你不应该以这样的状态来，你不应该在这样状态当中离开他们的。
He said, "You should stay here and be Krishna conscious."
你应该留在他们当中，变得具有可神知觉。
And Lord Chaitanya told him.Wherever you go and whoever you meet, tell them about Krishna.
不论你去哪儿，见到谁，只想跟他们去讲有关于 Krishna 的话题就好了。
And said in this way, you will always have my association about Krishna.
所以我们必须得跟别人去讲有关于 Krishna 的话题。
We have to find some way to give people Krishna consciousness.
我们必须找到一些确切的方法，能够将 Krishna 知觉给予别人的。
Lord Chaitanya is instructing all of us. Lord Chaitanya is following the order of Krishna.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 追随 Krishna 的训示。
Actually, Lord Chaitanya is Krishna.
实际上 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 就是 Krishna 本人。
But he's come in the form of a devotee of Krishna.
但他来到我们中间呢，是以 Krishna 的奉献者的形象来的。
And he's showing all of us.How to follow the instructions of Krishna.
他向我们揭示了，展示了如何去追随 Krishna 的训示。
What was the instruction of Krishna?
Krishna 的训示是什么呢？
It came a few verses before the one we read today.
是在这个我是在我们今天学的这个诗节之前所讲述的。
The instruction of Krishna was engage your mind in thinking of me.
Krishna 的训示是将我们的心意专注于去想 Krishna.
Become my devotee.
成为我的奉献者。
Worship me.
崇拜我。
And offer obeisances to me.
向我顶拜。
And then Krishna said, "Give up all forms of material religion and surrender to me."
放弃一切的宗教，只是向我皈依。
I will deliver you from all sins.
我会将你从所有的业报当中解脱出来的。
Do not fear.
不要害怕。
So this was Krishna's instruction.
这是 Krishna 的训示。
This is what we have to teach people.
这是我们应该向别人教导的东西。
Of course, people are not ready to surrender yet.
当然人们还没有准备好要皈依的。
They have to hear something more before they will surrender.
在他们要准备皈依之前呢，他们需要聆听很多的知识，很多的教导。
So, we have to tell them, you're not this body.
我们必须告诉他们说，你不是这个身体。
We have to tell them, do not be a servant of your senses.
你不应该成为你感官的仆人。
We have to tell them, give up sinful life.
我们必须告诉他们说，要放弃你的罪恶的生活。
Stop eating meat, fish and eggs.
放弃去吃鱼肉蛋。
Give up gambling and intoxication.
不要去赌博和吸食麻醉品。
And give up all illicit sex.
放弃非法性生活。
Just become a devotee of Krishna.
只是要成为 Krishna 的奉献者。
Control the senses and mind.
要控制感官和心意。
Use the mind to think of Krishna.
用这个心意去想 Krishna.
How will we think of Krishna?
我们怎么能够想到 Krishna 呢？
By chanting his holy name.
通过唱诵他的圣名。
If everyone chants the holy name, then they will understand they're not the body, that they're a soul.
只有当我们去唱诵圣名的时候，我们才能够明白我们不是这个躯体，而是灵魂的。
So this is what we have to preach in this Kali Yuga.
这是我们在卡利年代应该向人们去传播的。
We have to teach people to chant the holy name of Krishna.
我们必须去教导人们去唱诵 Krishna 的名字。
And from that holy name of Krishna, then everything will become clear.
通过 Krishna 的圣名，所有的一切都会变得清晰的。
Krishna consciousness begins by chanting the holy name.
Krishna 知觉开始于通过唱诵主的圣名。
When we chant Krishna's name, then our consciousness is awakened, our spiritual consciousness is awakened.
当我们唱诵 Hare Krishna 的时候呢，我们灵性的知觉才能够被唤醒的。
Then we remember, I'm not this body, I'm a soul, I am the servant of Krishna.
这样的方式我们才能够明白，我们是 Krishna, 我是灵魂，是 Krishna 的仆人，不是这个躯体。
Everything comes from the holy name.
所有的一切都是来自于 Krishna 的圣名的。
So Krishna is just encouraging Arjuna here. He's telling Arjuna the glories of preaching the holy name.
所以 Krishna 在这里面鼓励 Arjuna 去 传扬他的圣名的荣耀。
And Prabhupada and all these devotees, they all chant the holy name.
说到 Prabhupada 和这些灵性导师们，他们都唱诵主的圣名。
You see this big picture of the five figures on the altar there?
我们可以看到有五个人，五圣体。
They also chant the holy name.
他们也唱诵圣名。
We also have to chant the holy name.
我们也必须得唱诵圣名的。
And we have to tell others also to chant.
我们也必须告诉别人，你要去唱诵圣名了。
If we chant the holy name with faith and devotion,Then we can convince others also to chant.
当我们能够带着信心和力量去唱诵的时候，我们才能够以同样的方式能够让别人去唱诵的。
We have to teach by example.
我们必须以身作则的去教导别人。
And then the holy name will be spread to every town and village all over the world.
这样的话，圣名才能够传扬到整个乡村城镇和整个世界的。
Lord Chaitanya had already predicted the holy name would be chanted all over the world.
财神妈帕布已经预言了，圣名就会传扬到整个世界的。
People thought, oh, how is it possible? They thought, how? It sounds nice, but we don't think it can be done.
但人们说，哎呀，这怎么可能呢？虽然说这是很好的主意，但是怎么可能传遍到全世界呢？
But Prabhupada showed us that all over the world, people are waiting.To become devotee of Krishna.
但是释迦牟尼佛向我们揭示了，说整个世界的人呢，都要等着要想成为 Krishna 的奉献者的。
We have to find them.
我们必须找到那些想要成为奉献者的人。
Wherever we go, there are devotees. There are people waiting to become devotee.
不论我们去到哪里都有那些想要成为 Krishna 的奉献者在等着我们的。
Whenever you go on the internet, there are so many people waiting, looking for Krishna.
在你上网的时候，那边有很多奉献者在等着。
不一定他们是奉献者，他们不是奉献者，可是他们想成为奉献者。他们
有很多人在等着，他们想成为奉献者。Mm-hmm.
They just need that contact with the devotee.
他们只是需要和奉献者联系、接触上的。
And their life can be changed.
然后他们的生活就会被改变了。
And the more you give Krishna to others, the more you get Krishna yourself.
我们越能够将 Krishna 给予别人，我们就越能够自己得到 Krishna 的。
This is how we get Krishna consciousness.
这是我们得到 Krishna 知觉的方法。
Give it to others.
我们要将 Krishna 给予别人，然后我们就得到了。
So Krishna is teaching us.
所以 Krishna 告诉我们，教导我们。
Any question?
有任何的问题吗？
有什么疑问？好。
我认为传播奎斯纳可能要有一定的要有一定的授权或者是一定的水平才能去传播的。
So what is that qualification? Qualification is you have to chant yourself.
那就是说传扬主的圣名的资格是什么？首先我们自己要唱诵圣名的。
Yeah, if you are chanting the holy name and taking pleasure in the chanting, then you can tell others about it.
当我们唱诵圣名的时候感受到了快乐，我们就可以向别人来传扬了。
This is a qualification.
这是资格。
But if you don't chant, then how we can recommend it to others?
但如果我们自己都不唱诵的话，我们如何向别人推荐呢？
Just like the teachers at school would say, "Don't smoke cigarettes."
就像是说，比方说一个老师过来跟我们说，不要抽烟了。
But we knew teacher is smoking.
但是我们知道老师自个儿都抽烟了。
Why is he telling me not to smoke? He smokes every day so much.
他为什么要告诉我不抽烟呢？他每天都要抽那么多烟。
So that kind of teaching is useless.
说这样的教导是没用的。
So if we're telling others to chant the holy name, we have to chant the holy name.
所以如果我们想告诉别人，让别人唱诵圣名的话，我们自己得必须唱诵圣名的。
If we're telling people to be Krishna conscious, we should be in Krishna consciousness.
如果我们想让别人变得具有 Krishna 知觉的话，我们自己必须得先变得具有 Krishna 知觉的。
还有问题呢？
我想提个问题，就是传扬主的圣名和刚才说的《波迦梵歌》第十八章里头的第六十七节呢，就是说主说的不能把这种机密的知识，传授给那些不苦行啊、不虔诚。做奉献服务的人，就说这个里头有什么区别？
有什么区别？他
意思有点冲突。那里面说不能给那些人说，这又是说去传。
啊，区别。
Because when they contact the devotee just by giving them Krishna consciousness, the devotee makes them qualified.
所以呢，当我们能够跟奉献者接触的时候，那么这些奉献者呢，会让我们变得有资格的。
You see, in the beginning, we're not qualified.
开始我们是没有资格的。
So we don't give the most confidential knowledge.
所以刚开始的时候，我们不会把这个最机密的知识去向一般人传扬的。
We give the basic knowledge first.
我们呢，去跟别人传扬的时候，首先给他们最基本的知识的。
Just like people come.In the beginning, and they don't know what's going on.
就像是人们第一次来了，他不知道我们在干什么呢。
But they see us, they see me bow down, and then everybody bow down.
他看见我们在顶拜，他们也在顶拜。
And then I chant Hare Krishna, and then they follow.
我们唱 Hare Krishna, 他们也跟着唱。
So they don't know what they're doing. They're imitating.
他们不知道在干什么呢，但他们在模仿。
And they're getting purified.
通过模仿，他们也会得到净化的。
They're developing the qualification for this most confidential knowledge.
所以呢，以这样的方式呢，他们就会培养起越来越多的资格，能够了解这个最机密的知识的。
So we don't immediately give the most confidential knowledge.
所以呢，我们不会把这门机密的知识一下就给予他们的。是。
提的问题很好啊。 很聪明的。
哎，请问一下，那个在网站上那个群里面有也有一些是无神论者，有的个别是无神论者，那怎么把这个传教给
他？Oh, we don't try to preach to atheistic. If they will blaspheme, we won't preach to them. But if they will listen, then you can preach to them.
对这些无神论者呢，一般来说不向他们传教。如果他们去亵渎的话。
If they're willing to listen and put reasonable questions, we can answer.
如果他们去聆听，他们也能够提供一些合理的问题的话，我们可以给有解答的。
Because we can explain scientifically and logically that there must be a God somewhere.
所以我们可以按照这个逻辑的方式、科学的方式向他们去呈现的，他们可以得到某些东西的。
So you have to preach to them in that way so that they understand that their knowledge is imperfect.
所以我们必须得以这样的方式能够向他们传递说他们的知识不是不完美的。
You have to make the atheists into devotees.
所以我们必须得把这些无神论者变成奉献者。
Yeah, by preaching.
通过传教。
But they have to be willing to hear.
但他们必须得愿意去听才行的。
If they will put nonsense arguments, if they won't listen, then don't waste your time.
如果他们只是去胡言乱语的话，然后去亵渎这门知识的话，他不愿意去听，我们就不要浪费我们的时间向他们说了。
嗯。他主要是那个，就群中，比如说有九十个人，那就是有一两个在那个地方，其他人都愿意听。有一两个人就一个群当中，比如说有九十个人、
哦、
这么多人，但他中间就是有一两个人，
所以把他们分开，把一两个人跟你一起单独谈，
把他踢出去。
那你的群不是我的群。
Okay, Bhagavad Gita ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki
jai.
Lord Purnananda ki
jai.
Radha Premi ki jai.
I'm sorry.
Thank you. Very nice.
Thank you.
Hare Krishna.